Greetings, Bark Radio listeners. This is Dee. I'm in Denver, Colorado. Unfortunately, without Terry. But we're having a great time here at the Blog Pause Conference, and I'm sitting in this wonderful Winnebago with some really cool new friends. They are Amy and Rod, and their two dogs,
Buster and Ty.
Buster and Ty. And they are, this is their office. And so, Amy, why don't you tell our listeners the name of your business and a little brief history, what it is, what you're doing, and why you're doing it.
The name of the company is GoPetFriendly.com. We have a website that helps make it easy for people to travel with their pets. The website has listings for about 30,000 hotels and campgrounds, including detailed pet policies, so people know in advance if there are weight restrictions or breed restrictions or limits on the number of pets that can be in a room or on a campground site. We also have listings of thousands of restaurants, off-leash dog parks, beaches, wineries, shopping centers, veterinarians, pet supply stores, really anything that we can think of that people would need when they're on the road with their pets.
So this website of yours, if I were going to a particular city, and I'm driving, and I put the route in, then I can determine along the way where I can go with my dogs. And if my dogs have a problem, the vet that I can find, or a doggy daycare that I need.
Exactly, exactly.
Wow.
And at the end of the month, we're releasing a brand new road trip planner at the end of September that is going to be a fantastic addition to the website and really incorporate all the components of the website into the new road trip planner and make it a lot more about the experience of going with your pet rather than finding a place, finding your way from A to B and then finding a place to sleep once you get there. It'll be, it'll show you along your route. If you're driving by a pet-friendly beach and you might want to go check that out on your way, you don't have to know necessarily which city each thing you might want to see is in. The road trip planner is going to incorporate all of the information on the website and show you what is available along your way.
That's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting. We're really excited to get this launched at the end of the month.
Woohoo! Okay, Rod, over to you.
Okay.
Why don't you tell our listeners where your home base is and how y'all got started at this Go Pet Friendly thing?
Well, currently our home base is in eastern Pennsylvania in the Pocono Mountains. We have a small cottage there. We've been on the road for about 6 months, and actually finding Buster was the impetus behind starting Go Pet Friendly. We were already scheduled to go on a long road trip at the time when we only had our Shar Pei, Ty. Mm-hmm. And when we found Buster, all of a sudden, we were now with two dogs, one who violated weight restrictions at most hotels, and Buster is a German Shepherd, and in some cases violates a breed restriction in certain locations. So in order to do this road trip, Amy had to sit down and find seven hotels en route that would accommodate two dogs, one a large dog, because Buster is over 70 pounds, and one that would accept his breed and not charge us an exorbitant pet fee.
And was that a bit of a challenge?
Well, it wasn't for me because I didn't do it. It was a challenge for Amy, who I watched. At that time, we had our own business and our desks sit right up against each other. And for two solid days, I listened to Amy call the different hotels, search on the internet for the pet policies, search on the internet for the hotel review, and all during that time, she kept saying, "There's got to be an easier way to do this." And long story short, we didn't think that there was an easier way to do this, at least put it all together like we have, and that's how Go Pet Friendly got started.
And you know, I think that's how many businesses get started. You see a need, you fill it.
Yeah, we really built the website because we wanted it.
Wow. I'm awfully glad you wanted it, Amy, because it just makes life easy for everyone.
That was our point. You know, when we take the boys on vacation, it makes our trips a lot happier. Mm-hmm. We like to have the dogs with us, and we think it makes them happier as well. They are more comfortable, I think, when they're with us than when they're not. I know not all pets, it's not that way for all pets, but for our dogs and for, you know, a lot of the dogs that we know, a lot of people who travel with their pets, their animals are usually happier with them. And so we didn't want, the other thing is, we, you know, if it's too big of a challenge to take your pet on vacation, then your pet gets left behind on the best week of the year. You know, the week when you're the
Absolutely.
Most relaxed, the mm-hmm. week when you have the time to spend and enjoy them. You know, they put up with us when we've got chores to do and we have to work late hours. And then on the best week of the year, we want for everybody's pet, if they would choose to do that, if their pet's one that would like to travel, we want them to get to go on vacation
and
too.
They, yeah, it's a fun fabulous. Time. Absolutely. I love the concept. And so now what I'm going to ask Rod is, where have your travels taken you so far in this last 6 months?
Well, we've traveled about 13,000 miles. We've driven through and stayed in about 17 or 19 different states. We've gone from our home base in eastern Pennsylvania. We've gone as far south as Savannah, Georgia. We've gone as far north as Niagara Falls, Ontario. We've gone as far west as Salt Lake City, and as we do this radio interview, you're catching us en route back slowly back to our home base again.
That's fabulous. You guys have put some miles on yourself and your dogs.
from what we've understood from the RV dealer, we've probably put more miles on our RV in 6 months than many people do in 3 or 4 or 5 years of owning an RV.
And you've only just begun.
And we've only just begun. Because as soon as we get back, we have some things to take care of. And I'm hoping that we are getting on the road again by mid-December, just in time to leave all that cold, wet weather in eastern Pennsylvania and head south and start all over again.
You are a wise couple of folks, man. Get the heck out of PA and for the winter. Okay, so that's a great segue. Amy, where's next?
The next trip will definitely be to the south. What our goal always is to travel with the weather, because being outside with the dogs, you know, a lot of the activities that we do with the dogs, of course, are outside. And so we need to stay in weather that's temperate and easy for them to be outside. And Buster's almost all black. And Ty is a Sharpei with a short nose. So neither of the dogs handle the heat or intense heat very well. So in the summertime, we can't be in the south, but there are beautiful places to be in the north. And in the wintertime, when, you know, we can't camp very well in freezing weather in the Winnebago, so then we'll head to the south and we'll do a cross-country trip across the southern tier. And then I'm hoping that when we get to San Diego or so, we make a right-hand turn and go up the coast.
Oh, man, that would be fabulous.
Head up. I'd like to get all the way to Vancouver, so we'll see. Rod and I are... We keep our plans very flexible, and I think it's important for people to know that when you're traveling with your pet, that you, if you try to plan too much and you get too wrapped up into your schedule, you might be disappointed about how things change. So you might get a day of rain, or you might have a day when the dogs are just not capable of walking on their leashes, and so you can't go do this activity or that activity. And so we keep our schedule usually not more than 1 or 2 days in advance do we decide what we're doing next or where we're going next. So it's a little bit difficult to tell you exactly where the next trip will be. We have a general idea mm-hmm. of where we'll be going, but I can't tell you on what date we'll be in any place. And I couldn't even tell you that a week in advance, much less months in advance.
But I think there's great wisdom in that. And I think just in general for we crazy Americans who plan everything down to the nth degree, that could possibly make vacations even more fabulous. Having flexibility, taking the pets along, just enjoying the trip.
Being about being together, mm-hmm. having it be about enjoying something together, waking up in the morning and deciding what you'd like to do that day. You know, we haven't ever had a situation where we've said, you know what, I really want to do that today, and we weren't able to get tickets or we weren't able mm-hmm. to go do it. It's never turned out that way. I mean, I think you're right. I think we overanalyze, overprepare.
Yep.
And then being on vacation, when you get back, you feel like you need a vacation, mm-hmm. you know, because you've run and you've done and
right.
you've tried to pack so much into such a short period of time. Yeah, you still live on that schedule. We have to live on that schedule all the time in our daily lives. And so we like our vacation, and I'm using my, even though I'm on the radio, I'm using quotation marks with my fingers. We like our vacations to be very open-ended and have that ability each day to wake up and say, what's the weather today? How are we feeling today? Are we tired? Are we feeling, you know, is Buster bouncing off the walls of the Winnebago? Do we need to find a place where we can go for a hike? Mm-hmm. You know, what do the dogs need? What do we need? And let's make our decisions based on that.
It strikes me that that kind of travel would be the dog's choice if they were making the plans.
Dogs are living in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
They're planning so wise. Ahead. They're not thinking about yesterday, mm-hmm. and they're not thinking about tomorrow. So for them, it's every perfect dog, it's all day. It's, what do I want to do now? What do I want to do now?
And let's see, what are the boys doing right now? One of them is passed out.
That's Ty's typical travel position. Yeah, he's usually on his side, sound asleep. That's what he does most of the time.
Buster is kind of just watching.
Buster's on patrol. He's very quietly being on patrol over there. He likes to lay by the door when the screen door is open there, and he can see out, and he likes to watch for people walking by and make sure that he's on his German Shepherd, you know.
German Shepherd mode.
Keeping an eye on things. He's always keeping an eye on things.
Well, they're beautiful dogs.
Thank you.
And, you know, obviously, they probably have the best lives of any two dogs I know. I mean, this is a fabulous, fabulous way to live.
I tell them that all the time.
Well, yeah.
You know,
do they listen?
Do
they hear you?
Do you know how lucky you are? Yeah.
And all the places you see and peoples and doggies you meet. It's such fun. Oh, hello there, Buster. It's the dog voice, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so wrapping up, Rod, tell our listeners once again your web address.
The website is gopetfriendly.com, and the blog can be reached on the navigation pane or directly through gopetfriendlyblog.com.
And Bark Radio listeners, look for the Winnebago. There will be a picture online of what to look for. And guys, if you see him, say hello for us. And that's it for now.
Goodbye
from Denver. You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.